Girls in Pyjamas, Boys in Denver. Written by La Belle Monteuse and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Gilmore Girls. Relationship, Paris Geller / Rory Gilmore. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. Additional tags, first time, sexual experimentation. They're finally back home, curled up on the couch watching The Power of Myth when it happens again. Paris puts down the Twizzlers, puts her hands on Rory's waist, and kisses her. It's so different from the kiss in the club that Rory doesn't react for a second. Then she's jerking back, saying loudly, "Hands! Hands in new places!" Paris pulls back with a frown. "Really? You're quoting Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Because first, I didn't think that was really your style, and secondly, hang on, you're quoting the episode where Willow's a vampire? An evil vampire? I'm an evil vampire?" Rory's mouth falls open. She'd really thought Paris had gotten this out of her system. "Paris, I'm not gay. You're not gay. And..." She flails her arms around. "No boys to impress. Anywhere."
"That's what Willow said," says Paris, a little sulkily.
"You are not my future evil gay self."
"Alternate universe," corrects Paris.
"And not really gay. Technically, she was bisexual." "Paris, focus. Kissing."
"You never answered my question about technique.
And I don't think it was really a good sample of what I can do. I need an honest opinion, Rory, or how will I ever impress Asher? He's old. He's kissed a lot of people."
"So ask Asher," says Rory firmly.
"He can give you tips, and you'll know what works for him. That's what you want, isn't it? And it makes more sense than..."
She waves her hands around.
"Than this."
"Don't be ridiculous," says Paris. "You know how I feel about showing my weaknesses. Besides, don't you want the full college experience?"
Rory eyes her warily. "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Sexual experimentation," says Paris. "Who else are you going to explore your burgeoning sexuality with?"
"With whom?" says Rory, because she always resorts to pedantry when she's panicking.
"Paris, this is seriously not a good idea."
"It seriously is," says Paris. And she's leaning in again. And Rory really should get off the couch, and she really should put a stop on this, but instead, she lets Paris cup her head with one hand and bring their mouths together. Kissing Paris is nothing like kissing Dean or even Jess. Paris kisses harder, firmer, a little rougher, but it's not unpleasant. Actually, it's... And Rory's mouth is opening without her permission. She's tilting her head back and letting Paris press her back into the couch, letting her slick her tongue into Rory's mouth, feeling Paris's body warm and compact against her. A few minutes later, she yanks her mouth away to breathe, and Paris sits up so she's straddling Rory, which produces a low burn in Rory's stomach that she doesn't care to examine. Paris is flushed, and her lips are red, and Rory, actually, can't take her eyes off them. They're moving. She's saying something. "Oh."
"That seems to have been more than satisfactory."
Paris' tone is smug, and Rory bristles a little. But then Paris is giving her an uncertain look, and Rory can't help smiling.
"That was great, Paris," she says.
"Really?" And Paris is smiling back at her, and Rory can't help it. She sits up and grabs Paris's face in both hands and smashes their mouths together. And Paris's mouth opens in a gasp, and Rory has her own moment to feel smug, before she's pushing Paris back onto the couch, reversing their positions to pin Paris down and kiss her again. Rory's only human, and that was a great kiss, and it's been a while since Jess and Dean, and really, right now, she can't remember them at all, because Paris is so hot beneath her, and Rory has to pay attention to making her gasp again. Kissing isn't cutting it, and Rory doesn't think about it, just sticks one hand under Paris's tee and slides it across her belly, exactly where she always shivers. And Paris rewards her by shuddering and breaking the kiss to gasp at the ceiling, her pale neck exposed, and Rory bends to kiss it, because she's only human and Paris looks incredible, pink and white and flushed.
"How's my technique?"
she asks between nibbles, and Paris lets out a laugh that cuts off when Rory bites a little, gently, at Paris' jugular.
"Oh," Paris manages, sitting up a little. "I give you a... A 7 out of 10. The aggression is kind of hot, but you are a bit of a tease. And she writhes deliberately under Rory's hand. Rory pulls back a little. 7? And Paris is grinning and looking competitive, and Rory has never, never been able to resist a Paris Gala challenge. So she takes a deep breath and slides her hand a little further. And then her fingertips are brushing the bottom curve of Paris's breast, and apparently Paris isn't wearing a bra. But Rory barely has time to notice that, because Paris is sliding one arm around her neck and one hand under Rory's own t-shirt and kissing her again. Rory remembers the rest of it mostly in flashes, which she thinks is ironic, considering that's probably what spring break sex is supposed to be like, except you're supposed to be drunk, and also in Florida, and also, she thinks, probably she's supposed to be with a guy. Instead, Paris peels Rory's tee off and then her own, which distracts Rory enough that Paris manages to undo Rory's bra and pull it away. And then Rory manages to ask about Tana, and Paris says, away, and keeps doing what she's doing, which is lightly pinching Rory's nipples. Somewhere in there, Rory remembers that Paris has been doing this with Asher Fleming, for real, which explains why she's so good at undoing Rory's jeans and peeling them down, but probably doesn't explain why Paris' hands feel so good between Rory's legs that she spreads them wide and tosses her head back. And it definitely doesn't explain why 5 minutes later Rory is dragging Paris into their room and fumbling in her dresser for the thing her mom gave her, along with some instructions that made Rory go red for a week, and Rory really can't think about her mom right now because she's definitely, definitely having sex, for the first time, with Paris Geller. Afterwards, they're lying on the bed, panting. Rory is staring at the ceiling. Paris is lying on one of her arms, which is sort of uncomfortable, but also sort of nice. The covers are down, but they're still warm, and Rory thinks idly that they could have just done this instead of the whole Florida experience.
So, says Paris, that was pretty successful.
Says Rory, I guess so.
It was great, proceeds Paris blithely. Of course, breaking up with Asher will be hard, but...
Whoa, says Rory, bolting upright and nearly shoving Paris off the bed.
Whoa, whoa, you're not breaking up with Asher, Paris. But this would be so convenient, says Paris. We're perfectly compatible. We like the same things and we have similar goals. We're also at the same stage in our life right now and we already live together. And I'd never have to worry about not having competition again.
Have you forgotten something?
This is so ridiculous that Rory can't believe she has to say it, but then again, this is Paris. Her logic is not Earth logic.
We're not compatible. We're not gay, Paris.
Paris opens her mouth and looks around, and Rory holds up a hand.
This was an experiment, Paris. It doesn't mean anything. Besides, you love Asher, don't you?
Paris closes her mouth and looks down at her hands for a second. Then she looks up. And her expression is so perfectly blank that Rory worries for a second.
Of course I do. You're right. I love Asher.
And she's getting out of bed and grabbing her clothes out of her drawers, and she's out the door in 5 minutes, hopefully to call Asher. Rory pulls the covers up and snuggles down into bed, feeling relieved and sleepy. But the bed is cold again, and it's a while before she drifts off. The next time it happens, it's 10 years later. Paris has been married and divorced twice, once to Doyle and once to a guy she met in medical school, whom Rory disliked so intensely that she'd avoided Paris for the duration of their relationship. So between one thing and another, it's been more than a year since they last spoke. Rory has never been married. She's been in one serious relationship, with Amy, who she met on the 2008 campaign trail. Rory spent 2 years with Amy, and broke up with her when she realized Amy would probably never come out of the closet. Rory had never been anyone's secret, and she never wanted to start. Since then, she's dated. Mostly, she's dated women, which Rory thinks sometimes Paris probably finds pretty ironic, when she thinks about Paris at all. So, when she sees Paris in a corner at Tana's wedding, she hesitates before going over. She's felt awkward around Paris since she came out, the other reason they haven't spoken for a while, and she doesn't really know how Paris feels about her. But Paris turns around and smiles and looks pleased to see her, greets her with a typical Paris. That piece at Slate last week was good, but you don't know what you're talking about in the third section. Please,
Psychopharmaceuticals? And draws Rory into the familiar debate. A few hours later, the party's wrapping up and Paris and Rory are still talking. Without thinking, Rory grabs a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses. "I have a room upstairs," she says, and Paris looks her over. "I don't know, Rory," says Paris. "That dress is pretty scandalous, and you know what they say about weddings. I might not be able to restrain myself." "That's okay," says Rory, moving a little closer. "We're perfectly compatible."
"We're at totally different life stages," says Paris.
"Our goals are completely different," Rory agrees.
"We don't even live in the same city," says Paris, tilting her head to look up at Rory, who's now pretty much crowding her.
"But I'm totally gay," says Rory. "And I really need you to tell me how my technique's improved."
And she kisses Paris. Finally. Again. At last. The end.